Welcome to the audio service for July 14th, 2024. This is Adam, and I'm reading the service that Teresa wrote. The flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of my wife Deborah, and in thanksgiving for our daughters Michelle, Marianne, and Inza, given by Reverend Peter Leonard. The flowers in the church today are given by Linda and Brian in memory of Edna and George Garrett and Alan Garrett. We're taking a break from services in August until September 8th, and the board gently reminds us all that expenses go on even while we take a break. Sandra is selling mint smoothies for $3. On September 22nd, Bishop Todd will be visiting the church, so be sure to join us that day for worship. Meat and veggie pies are still available. They are $5 and make a great meal when you're in a pinch. Our food cupboard, you can contact Butch at 519-615-9906. Jeremy Smith is on Sunday, July 28th in the afternoon. And County Fair this week is on at Fanshawe Pioneer Village from the 17th to the 20th. And now the opening of our service. Steadfast God, your prophets set the plumb line of your righteousness and truth in the midst of your people. Grant us the courage to judge ourselves against it. Straighten all that is crooked or warped within us, until our hearts and souls stretch upright, blameless, and holy, to meet the glory of Christ. Amen. And now our reading. Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 14. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chooses us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love, he destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, and to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us, the beloved. In him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure he has set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things in earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who were first to set our hope in Christ might live for the praise of his glory. In him also, when you heard the word truth, the gospel of your salvation, you had believed in him, were marked by the seal of his promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. And now the sermon written by Teresa. What is the kindness revolution? They say our mission is to bring back the sorely needed values of dignity, respect, and kindness to the workplace, schools, and everyday life. It is our starting point in shaping kind behavior. Kindness, that's a word we don't hear a lot these days. Perhaps it seems antiquated in our culture, reserved for fools and chumps. But nothing could be further from the truth. In today's world, we need to cultivate kindness more than ever, not only for the sake of our society, but for our own well-being. We are wired for kindness. It's part of our biological heritage, designed to help us foster relationships, work together, and survive in groups. When we are kind to others, it releases neurochemicals in our body that increase trust and give us a warm feeling. Research suggests that being kind to others is associated with better and stronger mental and physical health, relationships, life satisfaction, communities, and even economics. Because, let's face it can be hard to be kind, so here are some helpful ideas. Rest your stress. When you are stressed, your body is flooded with neurochemicals that prepare your internal alarm system for fight, flight, or freezing. Obviously, all these act against your desire to reach out and be kind to others. So it's important to soothe yourself when you're feeling stressed. That could mean doing slow, easy stretching, practicing breathing meditation, taking a walk, or spending time with your dog. It could mean talking to a friend or getting a hug from a loved one. When you soothe your psyche with these self-care practices, you will be able to more readily be kind to others. Practice awareness. When we're rushed, we often tune out what has happening around us. You need to think of study in which divinity students who were trying not to be late for the next class pass right by someone in clear distress, despite having been practiced to talk of the Good Samaritan parable from the Bible. They didn't see that person. To be kind, we need to learn to stop, pay attention, and practice empathy for others. Use positive conditioning. We are naturally conditioned to pay attention to negative things happening around us. Media headlines take advantage of that predisposition, leading with sensational stories bound to make us feel enraged, fearful, helpless. And those emotions are antithetical to kindness. We need to counter that by purposely creating opportunities for positive emotion. That could mean something as simple as smiling at people you pass on the street or giving a warm hug to family when you walk in the door. We tend to see kindness towards others as being a good person, not a way to improve our own happiness, but it does make us happy. Create circles of caring and kindness. We are incredibly influenced by those around us, and so it's important to be kind with people. We can also do favors for others, starting small and working our way up. Helping out strangers may seem too difficult, especially if we tend towards introversion. But once you've mastered kindness towards those close to you, try practicing kindness with someone a little further outside of your circle, outside of your comfort zone. Maybe you can smile and say hello to your local coffee shop worker, or wave through the bike rider who gets to the intersection after you, or offer up your seat on the bus, or respond kindly to an online political rant. In fact, it can be addictive. The more you do, the more you want to do. Of course, kindness is not always the answer. Sometimes we have to defend ourselves if we're being attacked or abused. But it's probably the answer more often than we think. Kindness is contagious. So here are a couple stories of kindness. A person writes, "I recently moved to New York City and decided to take a bike ride from the Hudson Yards up to Brooklyn. With navigation instructions playing in my ears, I followed the prompts as we approached the Brooklyn Bridge. The navigation directed me to turn left onto the bridge. Without a second thought, I complied. Seconds later, I found myself on a six-lane highway surrounded by cars speeding past at over 60 miles per hour. Fear gripped me as I realized the gravity of my mistake. There was no shoulder to stop on, no way to turn around, and the mere thought of falling was terrifying given the risk of being hit by a car. The only option was to continue going straight and avoid falling over. Terrified, I pedaled as fast as possible on the highway. Cars started to swerve around me, honking with people yelling abuses out their window. I started hitting potholes and gripped the handlebars, praying that I didn't fall. About a quarter way across the bridge, a man pulled up in the car beside me. 'What are you doing?' he shouted through his window, seemingly frustrated. I responded, 'I made a mistake. I have to keep going,' I shouted back, struggling to keep my concentration on the road. Seeing the panic on my face, he quickly understood my predicament. 'I'm going to make sure you get across,' he reassured me. True to his word, he swerved behind me, turned on his hazard lights, and followed me about 30 miles per hour all the way across the bridge. What should have been a 5-minute journey felt like an eternity. Finally, as I reached the end of the bridge, I glanced back to see him taking an exit. I never saw that stranger again. This harrowing experience was a powerful reminder of the inherent goodness in people. To the person who risked their own safety to protect mine, I'm proudly grateful, profoundly grateful." And here's another story. "I was at a cafe. A server accidentally spilled hot coffee on my lap, causing a scene. Instead of berating the server, I calmly reassured her that it was an accident. Touched by the kindness, the server apologized profusely, and I graciously accepted, diffusing the tension." With understanding and empathy. In that moment of chaos, compassion prevailed. God hardwired us for kindness. Life works when we are kind. Church is where we meet other kind folks. We were the original kindness revolution. Let's be kind. It's good for us and for everyone. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified and died and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. God of mercy and healing, you hear the cries of those in need. You receive these petitions of your people, and all who are troubled may know peace, comfort, and courage. Life-giving God, heal our lives, that we may acknowledge your wonderful deeds and offer your thanks for generation to generation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, it will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forevermore. Amen. God of hosts, before whom David danced and sang, Mother of mercy and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom all things cohere, whenever we are confronted by lust, hate, or fear, give us the faith of John the Baptizer, that we may trust in your redemption of you, the Messiah. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in knowledge and love of God and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. And now our parting blessing.
May God's blessing surround you each day as you trust him. Peace.